Hey there, welcome to the 10-2 podcast. My name is Nathan, and I'm a regional mobilizer with Greater Europe Mission. And today we're going to talk about the 10-2 project, what it is, who it's for, how you can potentially get involved. We're going to talk about missions in Europe and opportunities in Europe. We're going to talk about Greater Europe Mission and the heartbeat behind it, and how together we can reach Europe and change the world. And so our mission at Greater Europe Mission, also known as GEM, G-E-M, you're going to hear me say that quite a bit, is reaching Europe by multiplying disciples and growing Christ's church. So what do we mean by that? We believe that we're going to reach Europe by disciples who make disciples. That's our heartbeat here at GEM. And we believe that the gospel moves at the speed of relationships and building relationships with people and presenting the gospel and meeting people where they're at in hopes that they respond to the gospel and then go make disciples. And those people make disciples, and disciples who make disciples who make disciples. And we believe that that's how the church is going to grow. And so when we think about Matthew 28, the Great Commission, go into every nation, making disciples, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. A lot of the time, that verse is not completed. The next part says, teaching them all that I have commanded you. And then Jesus says, I will be with you to the end of the age. What a wonderful promise. And so that's how we believe that we're going to reach Europe and grow the church there, is by building relationships with people, presenting the gospel, and discipling them in hopes that they go and disciple other people. And so our vision at GEM and with the 10-2 Project is God expanding His kingdom through all peoples of Europe to the world. So hopefully we would love to see revival happen in Europe, and I don't say that lightly. We're there with over 400 missionaries as an organization, as Greater Europe Mission, Greater Europe Missionaries planted in different strategic locations. We have three focus cities: Birmingham, England; Frankfurt, Germany; and Athens, Greece. And we pray that God expands His kingdom through those people to the world, and eventually missionaries being sent from every city in Europe, and Europe being a place as a beacon of hope and a beacon of light, and a beacon for the gospel. And so why do we choose Europe? Why do we focus on missions in Europe? It's because Europe is post-Christian, and less than 2% claim to be evangelical Christian. And the first time I heard that, it baffled me. It's less than 5% in England who claim to be Christian. It's 0.5% in Greece. It's 1.25% in France. It's 1% in Spain. And so Europe, they know religion because there's cathedrals everywhere. They know about Jesus. Some even don't even know about who Jesus is, but there's religion everywhere, but they don't know what relationship with God is. And they carry a massive influence to other cultures. And so how can we make a difference? First of all, we can pray, and I don't say that lightly. We pray every day at 10:02 as an organization, and I personally pray for God's will to be done in Europe as it is in heaven. And those words are from Jesus in Matthew 6 when He's teaching people how to pray. Your kingdom come, Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And so I would love for you to start praying that prayer wherever you are, whatever region you're in. So for example, I'm in Nashville. I pray all the time, God, let Your kingdom come, Your will be done in Nashville as it is in heaven, specifically Gallatin, Gallatin as it is in heaven, and wherever you are, whatever city you're serving in. I served in a city in Sunderland my first summer with the 10-2 Project, in Sunderland as it is in heaven. And the next thing that you can do to help us is give. And you can give your time. You could come serve with us for a week on a short-term service team. You can do the 10-2 Project with us, or you could go for the rest of your life. that's between you and the Lord, and I'll let you pray about that. And you could also give money. We have over 400 missionaries planted, and supporting missionaries is very biblical. Paul, who wrote most of the New Testament, was supported by churches at Philippi and by certain people. And so giving money is a great way to give and to make a difference. And you could also go. Like I said earlier, you could join us for a week, or you could join us for the rest of your life. I'll leave that between you and God. So how can we get involved with the 10-2 Project? What is it? Who is it for? And Yeah, it's a summer in Europe making disciples who make disciples. It's the heartbeat of GEM, just confined into one summer. And you'll walk alongside missionaries who are planted there in one of, you know, potentially 20 different cities where you're going to be doing missions work for a couple of months. And let's break that down a bit. And so the 10-2 project, it comes from the verse Luke 10:2, and he said to them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." And those are the words of Jesus. And you may have heard me say earlier that we pray every day at 10:02. That's where we get that. We pray at 10:02, Luke 10:2, 10:2 project. Yes, we pray earnestly for the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest, because the harvest is ripe. We just need to show up with our faithfulness. And so that's where the 10-2 project comes in. And what is it? It's a week of training. You'll fly to France or Switzerland in one of our camps, and we'll do a week of discipleship training. There you'll meet the team that you'll be serving with, a team of about, you know, it could be 3 people, it could be 10 people, depending on the location. And you could serve in an area such as Birmingham, England, where you could serve a church, you could serve as a coffee shop ministry. I was in Sunderland, England, where I went into schools and preached the gospel to kids because all major religions were taught, and played soccer with kids after school. I served my local church as a worship leader. And there's other opportunities like Athens, Greece, where we work with a refugee house there. Street evangelism on the streets of Frankfurt, a special needs orphanage in Romania, teaching English in Macedonia. There's a sports camp in Spain. So many opportunities for you to serve. But before that, we train you on what culture shock is, and you grow. We eat meals together. We play games. It's amazing. It's one of the best weeks ever. And then you go and serve in that location for 8 weeks. You'll walk alongside one of our missionaries that are planted, one of the GEM missionaries there, and you will grow. You will be stretched, and you will serve as a missionary on that field for 8 weeks. And when we're done with our service, we do a Moments to Movements tour. And what do I mean by that? So the first summer we did Martin Luther's Reformation, because his Reformation was a moment that turned into a movement. We believe that the 10-2 project is going to be a moment that's going to turn into a movement, because many great revivals have started with people from the age of 18 to 25, young people. And we have a crazy amount of influence on culture, on our parents, and on our grandparents, on our children, and our children's children. And so we believe that the 10-2 project is going to be a moment that turns into a movement. And then after that, we go to Greater Europe Missions Annual Conference, where we meet with, you know, the 400 plus missionaries. We come together, we debrief, we worship together, we eat together, we grow together, and we talk about what the Lord taught us that summer. And we kind of debrief, we talk about reverse culture shock, because it's real, and how to go back to your normal life after, you know, serving in Europe for a summer. And so it's such an amazing opportunity, and I really want you to consider praying for this opportunity. And, you know, just set an alarm on your phone. Pray at 10:02 every day. First of all, pray for laborers to be sent into the harvest, but also pray if it's God's will for you to join us for a summer or for a week or for the rest of your life. And if you have questions, you could find out more information at 10-2project.org. And there'll be an inquiry form. If you'd like to, you know, talk to one of us personally, you could go to the bottom of that page and fill out your information, and we'll be in contact with you. And I'd love for you to pray about joining. And so you could follow us on Instagram at 10-2 Project, Twitter at GE Mission, and Facebook, facebook.com/GE Mission. And thank you so much for listening. But before we go, I would love to pray for you specifically, wherever you are, if you're in your car, if you're walking to class, if you're taking a break from work, if this is your quiet time, I would love to just create some space and pray. So let's do that. Lord God, I thank you for the person listening to this podcast right now and their interest in serving you. And we pray that this person would be urge to pray for laborers to be sent into your harvest. And Lord, that they would love their neighbor as they love themselves, and that they would be a missionary wherever they're planted for your kingdom and for your glory. And God, we just pray for an abundance of missionaries to come into your harvest. And so, God, I pray for your kingdom to come and your will to be done wherever this person is, as it is in heaven, and in Europe, as it is in heaven. We love you, God. We thank you for Jesus, for dying for us, and making relationship with you possible. And it's in his name we pray. Amen. Hey, thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you next time. If you have more questions, go to gemission.org. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.